Tzadik Amid Aleph, right after the Mishnah. The Gemara, the Mishnah said, Ha'imein t'chiyas ha'mesem in ha'tayra, then ain't the chedek le'le ma'ba. So the Gemara, v'chol kach lama, why is it so chama, why is it so true, that he's kaifi b'tchiyas ha'mesem? So the Gemara, Tana, who kaifi b'tchiyas ha'mesem, l'fikach li'e chedek b'tchiyas ha'mesem. Since he was kaif in Tchias HaMesim, therefore he won't get a chedek in Tchias HaMesim. It means really it's not such a chama, it's just Pashat Shekhom Midasim Shekhadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Kenegad Mida. All the Midas of Hekhadosh Baruch Hu is a Mida Kenegad Mida. So therefore, since this is what he did, he deserves it, he deserves back. But it's not that in itself is like Avodah Zarah Kilo that it's so chama. Dama Shmuel Bar Nachmani, where do you see this Mida? Of Mida Kenegad Mida. Dama Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Bein, Seminayin Shekhom Midasim Shekhadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Kenegad Mida. How do you know all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls midas?
It seems like the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
That's what I'm saying.
Just the midas, right? Because the Maisa, he didn't do something so bad.
Right.
However, he's getting something that's eternally irreversible.
That's not much midas connected midas. I'm sure even though you don't deserve it, this is what your punishment is. Shanema, what?
I think my love comes there also seems so bad.
Okay. No, that was a whole different thing. That's all the Svama Bala with him. Yeah. Shenema vayeme Elisha shimud vaHashem keis machar sa'ah soilas v'shekel sa'asayim v'sa'ayim v'shekel v'sha'ashayim. So Elisha said, he said that there was a big rov, there was a big hunger there. So Elisha said that tomorrow there's going to be plentiful. People are going to buy sa'ah v'shekel, shekel v'sa'ayim, sa'ayim, there's going to be sa'ayim, no problem. And it says, and after that, Vayana Shalish said, Asher La Melech Nishan Al Yaday. Sishalikim Vayemi Hina Hashem Aisar Yubis Shemayim Hayia Adav Azeh. This is what's going to happen. There's going to be windows in Shemayim, and food just going to be coming out of no place. It can't be. So he said, Elisha told him, Vayemi Hina Chiraya Beinecha. You're going to see, since you're making fun, you're going to see it. Mishama Techa. You're not going to get to eat from there. And it says, Taka. Happened. The food came. And the trampled b'shah, and he died.
They
didn't
trample them. They crushed them with
crushed
the gate
them,
against the wall.
Yeah, that's called trample. Rashi says, "V'nim is v'ragle haboyim liknas." You can argue, but that's what Rashi says.
Oh, okay.
Rashi
says.
Yeah. Zok Yomara. V'dilma. So that's so we see that that's what happened, right? So we see that Taki got killed. There's a mida connected mida. V'dilma killed Elisha Garmele. Maybe the klala of Elisha was Garmele. It's not the pshat that he really was a mida connected mida. It's pashat the klala. Lama v'yudam rav killed chacham afal achinim iba. Elisha said, this is what's going to happen to you. So that's why it happened. But not really that we see from here a mida connected mida. Zakti Gemara.
What are we looking for? A makar from Mida Kenegad
Mida? Mida Kenegad Mida, yeah.
This is the makar?
This was the Mida Kenegad Mida. He got killed. The Mida Kenegad Mida would be that he
just wouldn't be at the eat.
Got killed? So that's the problem, because he got killed because
he was in Kaisa. The Klala? No, so we're saying to the Chayim, maybe the whole thing happened to the Klala. It's like, Dimon, Kei Lichtiv Kar, Vayimassu Vayamas. What, my Bishah, why does it say Bishah? Vayimassu Vayasam Bishah. Aliske Shah, Elamai was coming Aliske Shah. Since he spoke against the Shah, therefore he got killed for the Shah.
You want me to make a meeting in the hotel?
It's the only place he found.
What do you mean you have by Yaz Yashiv? We say it every day.
Right, that's Drasha. See, it's claw. Yeah, it's like a clip. Zakt Gemara, Amma Beichana. Let me take it out. Minayin Atchis Amesim Minatayr. How do you know this that Tchias HaMesim? Who's that in the Torah, the Indian of Tchias HaMesim? Shanema, it says, Impossible, going to Satan be menos Trumas Hashem la'ayin ha'kayin. You're going to give the Trumas to Ayin ha'kayin. V'chi la'ayin, v'chi ayin la'olam kayin, is ayin always alive? V'lo yinichas to Eretz Yisrael? Ayin didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, so what do you mean? You're always going to give Trumas to Ayin ha'kayin? It's not true. Shanaisa la'i Trumas, ayin didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, we should give him Trumas. Elam alamed, teach you she'asid l'chayas. He's going to live again. And we sell nice and like Truma. And we're going to end up giving a Truma to Khan Tchias HaMesim in Atayah. See,
So why could there be a raya that when Elisha was Machaya, the kid, that he has a right to Yerusha? from here. Did you see Aaron got truma? I wasn't the same Aaron. If Machaya, he may be not telling the truma anymore. Do you see he is? So the kid that's the Elisha was Machaya should get Yerusha.
I think it's a message from Elisha.
There's no right for me that you get truma.
It says,
right, but not for the generations in between. We know that, but it doesn't say that here.
No, he did it. It doesn't say that everyone's going to have Tchias HaMeisim.
They're not
writing
the Musik, right?
There's going to be Tchias HaMeisim
over there.
That someone can wake someone up? No. Okay, that's a kashim. But we see the Musik of Tchias HaMeisim. No, that's not what it meant that you're going to give it to Aaron. When it says that you're going to be giving it to Aaron, Tarnal Aaron ka'Aaron. Ma'aaron chavah, just like Aaron's Tam Chacham, Avon of Chavayim. So too the children, Atamidah Chacham. Amav Shmuel Ben Achmeni. That means you're going to give it, you should give it to Kain and Tamidah Chacham. Amav Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Amav Benison. Minayin Chaynes and Truma the Kain Amoritz. How do you know you shouldn't be giving Truma? The Kain and Tamoritz. And then Vayim Al-Om, the Eshi Yishalayim, Vaseis. Monas, give presents. The man yechzik b'tayis Hashem, and if you machzik b'tayis Hashem, kala machzik b'tayis Hashem. Anyone that's machzik b'tayis Hashem, yesh le monas. He gets presents. She ain't machzik b'tayis Hashem. He doesn't hold on. He's am oetz. Ain't le monas. You shouldn't be getting presents. You shouldn't be getting tshuma. We're gonna get to it, but rather that man d'amim said that you learn out from Aaron HaKohen. The other man d'amim said that no, Aaron HaKohen just meant that you should give it to Talmud Chacham. That's like Aaron HaKohen.
But
Aaron.
No, it's answered
to Chesam Mason. We answered Chesam Mason. And then we said, no, the other man, the arm, learn out for that pasuk, something else, and you still don't know Chesam Mason. And then we're going to get back to it.
Learning out from this pasuk of that's the type of.
But he didn't want to learn from the pasuk. I don't know, because maybe he learned from that. Zakti Gemara. If you give your truma to kain amaretz, because the nice of na'ari, it's like you gave it to a lion. Ma'ari safik darius v'eichel, safik ani darius v'eichel, just like a lion. It's a safik if he's gonna when he attacks another animal, is he gonna eat it or he was just there to take it away from the rest of the animals? It wasn't there to eat it. Af kain amaretz safik eichel b'tayis safik eichel b'tumah. So Safik is going to eat a bataya. If it's a Safik, he's going to eat a batuma, so don't give it to him. He might be eating
it. It means the lion's going to eat it later. Just like the coin might eat it later when he's a batuma.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm saying maybe he just chapped it.
And he'll put it away later.
Put it away, yeah. Yeah. So now, it's what Rashi says, like you said. Yeah. Zok to Gemara. Yeah, because since it's on the earth, he's not in a rush to eat it now. He might keep it and eat it in the batuma.
He doesn't know to be careful.
When you give it to him,
you know he's betayim. But then, he's going to hold on to it. He's not makbid on this. So you're giving it to someone that he might eat batuma. We know that if you eat truma, when you're Tame, you get Misa, like the other Peraka. So therefore, since he's being Goyim in Misa, because like through it is, it's like the Fnaivik, you know. Whereas we have Tana, we see Avain Ashma. Also, many Avainas come to the Shnev, we see Oysam, Avain Ashma, Varacham Eskachem, by eating the Kachem, but Tumma, there's many Avainas. Tanya.
In addition to what we just said?
Yeah. Tanya. And we say, "Oh, when I am tchias amaisim in atayi, how do you know tchias amaisim in atayi? Shnem v'gamik amaisis bisi itam losays lahem." The Baruch Shem told the others, "Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, then I'm going to be giving you as Eretz Canaan. Lahem lahem, it didn't say to your children, to you, el lahem to you. They're dead. They didn't get it. The children got it. Now we can't tchias amaisim in atayi. He sees now that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, they're going to relive again, and they're going to be joining us in Eretz Canaan and Eretz Yisrael." Therefore, you see Tchias HaMeisim Atay. Tzedek Gam Geshem Kam Sim. Shalom Minim Sivim Gamliel. And because of Masim Gamliel, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim. How do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Meisim? So I tell you, I'll find you anyway. But they kept them in and they weren't mekabel from it. So let's see, what was his reaction? When I tell you, from the Torah, the Chesiva, Yehim Hashem, Al Moshe, Hanach, Sheikhim, Avisecha, Vikam. Moshe told, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Hincha, Sheikhim, Avisecha, you're going to lay with your parents, Vikam, and then you're going to stand up. So what does it mean, stand up? It's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Amalai, he said, it's like him, the Apokarsim told him, Vidilma, maybe you read it, Vikam, Amazev, Vizana. The next words of the Pasuk. Maybe Vikam goes with the next words that Klal Yisrael, the Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, after you die, Klal Yisrael is going to be doing bad. So how do you know?
They didn't hold some trap.
Faket. Look at the trap. The trap says like, which way? No. How is it possible? This is one of the psukim the Gemara Megillah talks about, that this is one of the psukim either can go this way or that way. We don't know which way to read some words. It's Dvarim Lamed Aleph Tazan. It comes going on that way in the Torah.
So you can't blame the minim if the Gemara is
yeah, forget. No, they had good times.
It's
supposed to Yeah. It's like the meaning. But it's how a trap is like that. Min anaviim dechsev yichu meisech anavalti yikum anakitzu miran nushech neofa kital oyes talecha v'etzifam tapil. So you see, yikitzu yichu meisech, they're going to live again. She's telling very good. She said, v'dilma meisim sheikh yicheskel. Maybe these are the mason that this Yeshayo said this nevuah, that they're going to be dead people alive again. So he's saying that doesn't mean that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Yecheskel did Tchias HaMesim, so the people that he did are going to be alive again. But it doesn't mean.
The trap is like Moshe. It goes the other way. Take a look. It's Mechot Tukhot, Bahamazet. That means that's. It's not Pasuk Tazan.
That means too much. Moshech is it's not. It's a pasuk. It's a
snachta. I'm looking at a different pasuk than you are. Then,
yeah,
what's the zayin? Yeah, look at the here. Which column is it going on?
I'm having secha. Stop.
Yeah, but ha'am hazeh is together, and the column.
No.
No,
the
palm has a
tradition
on it.
Give it that name. Yeah, okay. Minak suvim. It's thousand of you. Minak suvim, the siv, vechecha, kiyayin, atayv, haicha, the daidu, mesham.
The meaning's answer of Dilma Mesem Sheikh Yecheskel.
Yeah.
No, Vidilma, that pasuk means that Yecheskel was the one that was.
Yecheskel was going on the Mesem, that Yecheskel was Machiah, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be Chiz Mesem for everyone.
What does it mean?
One second, yeah. So you see there's a concept of Chiz Mesem.
Well, Yecheskel did the Ma'al Merga the Musa, I'm saying.
Meaning,
doesn't mean that's not shaykh. We're trying to say that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim for everyone. So we're saying, no, that has nothing to do.
This was
he made a nevuah that someone is, that there's going to be someone Tchias HaMesim. Okay.
We never have it anywhere.
It's
for anyone. The last
one's
only
Moshe.
Moshe that comes.
The
only
Moshe
is
going to
be
there. No, but you see that stop a person random, Mashiach's coming and he's going to stand up. No one said he's going to do that. Here, Yecheskel, the person went out and was Mechaim HaMesim. Okay.
Become ha'amit has in the pasuk.
So we have individuals that are.
Right.
We have individuals who speak about.
Right. Yecheskel did Tchias HaMesim, but we don't see that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim for everyone. Yecheskel said, this person, please stand up. Stood up. Okay, fine.
Shouldn't it be more obvious? Shouldn't it be more fair? That's what I'm saying. They have to go through all this. It's such an essential. Spoke about it, it's fresh out, right?
Yeah. I'm saying, you're right. That's the Kayach HaTorah that Chazal. Torah wanted Chazal to explain things for us. If not, everything will be so clear. You know, it was meant not to be so clear. Some had to be hard on it. So people that are sleeping are going to start talking. How are they going to start talking? Obviously they're going to wake up. Sleeping means a deep sleep. It means dead. Maybe it means that they're going to talk, just the lips are going to move. We all know this. If you say over something from a dead person in this world, his lips are moving in the cave. Right? That's why it's very important to say the Mandahama's name.
Why?
Well, let's say, because then his lips move.
But just saying it alone doesn't?
No.
And who said it is a mile
to move? Who cares?
Who said it is a mile to moving lips?
The Tayat says.
That's
the guy's Moshe Klein's time. That's a Pashim Chai. Rabbi Shemayim Kalim Tayat. This is like he's learning.
Right.
Unbelievable schuss. So if you tell your children some Tayat and they say it over when they're dead, when you're dead, sorry, then they get a schuss. So it's like
you get a schuss.
The dead person normally can't get a schuss.
You told them you don't need that because anything they learn.
Any ma'is mitzvah. Kapaz mitzvah. Kapaz mitzvah. If you tell someone a vod and he says it over, so then, how much these tanaim, these amayim, how much chusim they're getting? They're always, everyone's talking the words every day, and their lips are moving in a tie.
This
pasuk
never said it, and this pasuk is not like the other
two. Oh, it's something that actually says, "Yes, but here it says." Yeah, then it's clear. We just learned that in Rosh, but they're going to be talking. We thought normally that person doesn't talk.
So why does he have to say Bishma? I'm sorry, Rav already made the Rosh, so it's not like the
men
is not like
the men. The men good all over.
I don't know. Why do you have to say Bishma? Because you have to wake them up to be aware.
No. So, how do they get the list from moving if you don't say
Bishma? Right. Why do you have to mention their name?
To get
the hat. Says Klal, Lach Bishma. That's the question. Why you mean? I don't know. That's just,
okay. The reason is because let's say 10 different 10 generations later, so there's different, and no one in the middle. So if they don't say the Shmom, so it could be the guy from someone else.
Why can't be everybody?
Let everyone get it.
What?
Okay.
So this only applies if you mention the name.
Right.
So how you agree with whether or not they mention the name?
So the kids say, so these Apikarsim are winning over Rabbi Gamliel. He didn't have a riot. Hachamal HaMikazem. So he said this passage. He says, "Nishba Hashem laveseichem lasis lahem, lachem lenema, alahem." This is what we said earlier. He promised that you're going to get it. What do you mean? They weren't alive. They weren't alive. You see that chisam esam and atayah, that they're going to live again, and they're going to see what they were promised. What? Why?
Because
Yosef said it also. Okay.
And they said
Vayosha.
Vayosha means
that
they saw Hashem
to be looking at
the
Midah. We're not talking about Chesmesim.
What?
We're talking about Chesmesim, not Midah. You're going to the first part. Some say in this passage, Amalahem. It says, Amalahem. That was the passage we said earlier. Okay, it's right. It says Am Alahem. He told them. Now it says V'atem Atveikim Hashem.
Why did they arrive from Laman from Krishma?
What is in Krishma?
It says Laman, and we touch the means of Loyim Haba. Does Ein Tzchan Mitzvah?
Oh, the Gemara Kedushin.
Yes,
sir. It says in passage V'atem Atveikim Hashem Chaim Hashem Alekechem Chaim Kulchem Hayoyim, like today. You'd be connected to Chaim Kulcham Ayyim today. Pshita the Chaim Kulcham Ayyim. We're talking about today. What's Kulcham Ayyim? Just even the day that everyone's dead, you're going to live. Ma'ayyim Kulcham Kayyamim. Just like today you're all alive. Afladam Abba Kulcham Kayyamim. So too in the future, you'll all be alive. It's Yisit Chesam Mesim.
You were saying before that it's Chesam Mesim.
Adam Abba, it's a riot. This must be. There was machlekes in the Shana. Zegt die Mabai, the Shalom and Mimus of Shub and Hanani. Yunayin Shakash Baruch Mechaim Mason. How do you know that Kash Baruch Mechaim Mason? The idea, Masha Asid Liyas. Two things he wanted to know. And he knows what's going on, what's going to be in the future. Amlu Tavayim and Mikaz, I know both of them from this passage. Shnema Vayim Hashem Amesha. Hanach Shechem Mavesecha. So here you see that you're going to become, and you're going to stand up. So here you see Tchias Amesim. And then the Banshim said, Ha'am Azev Zana. And Klai Yisrael, the Banshim told Moshe, Klai Yisrael is going to be doing bad. So you see that, two things. Tchias Amesim, in the same passage, you see Tchias Amesim, and the Banshim knows the future. But the more of a Dilma of a Kam, Ha'am Azev Zana. Maybe the Kam doesn't mean Tchias Amesim. Like we just said earlier, the Kam is going on the next part of the passage that says that Klai Yisrael is going to be doing bad. Amalu, Nakutu, Mia Palga Bia Daichi. So I, okay, you're right, I didn't teach you both. I taught you at least one. The idea of Mashas Aliyah is that Hashem knows what's going to be the future. Itmanami Ambechem Shem Hashem Echoy Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim. The idea of Mashas Aliyah is Hayin the Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim. He knows the future. Nema Hinech Shechem Mesecha become. He said the same pasuk. Tanya Amar Belazer Rabbi Yosi. The Dovah says the Yafti Sifrei Minim. Here's where I was Mezayif. The Sefer of Apikarsim. Was Shoyoyim Mimit Chiyas Mesim in Atoya. They said, Chiyas Mesim is not Mimit Atoya. Ma'at Lehem. So I told them, Ziyaftim Toya Seichem. You tried to switch it, but at least me etchem klum. You didn't help out anything. Shatam, I mean tchias amesim minatay, because you say tchias amesim minatay, but it says, I'll bring you a different pasuk. It says, he kares and nefesh ahi, avoy no ba. So it says the same pasuk. You're going to get he kares. You're going to get misa, and avoy no ba. You're going to get punished. So we say like this: he kares is by the mazat. Misa, you're going to get in this world. Avoy no ba. Amos, when are you going to get punished? Lav lo elam ba. Obviously. In the next world.
So you see from here, Amhaber is
just what Yaakov Mar just said. Yeah.
So one second, if they, the Kursim say, Misav De Shemayim, right?
They agree to Misav De Shemayim, but they don't know anything about, Misav De Shemayim means you're going to die early. No, you're going to die early.
That's
Misav De Shemayim. Amalei Papa La'ayev Alei Melut Havayu Me'ekares Tekares. Why don't you just say one word of Ikaris means Adam Azat? Tikaris means Adam Abba. The fact that there's two words, why do I need to dash it from Avayin Abba? So he says, no, he was smart in that, because Inu Avayami, they would say, the B'tayr Glashim and Adam, the same way you repeat yourself, the B'tayr repeats itself. So therefore, that they didn't use that word, they used the word of Avayin Abba.
We stutter, the Torah stutters?
No, but this is this is mentioned all
you
over.
The you missed the last one. They say you have no raya here from that the means tchias amesim could be olam haba is different because they say that when a person dies there's no olam haba, there's no gan eden, there's nothing. So once you
prove there's something in the future,
then you have
a yeah. That's what the other shanim would have to say. Yeah. Zatim market you like to see it's a So the dashutak ikaris by the mazet, they're going to be erased from this word. The ikaris from the next word. The Rebbe Akiva. Amar Rebbe Shmuel, alikva nema. There's a third pasuk. It says Hashem who megadev v'nichasa. So what are you going to say there? If ikaris, ikaris v'nichasa. V'chishlei sheishlamim yesh. Is there three worlds? Ela v'nichasa by the mazet.
This pasuk over next to each other.
No, but it's the same issa. So we say ikaris is by the mazet. Tikares. Again. Nichasa by the mazah. Nichasa is by the mazah. Hikares is the Olam Haba. Tikares is the Betai Kalash Mene Adam. So therefore, as I have two psukim, I have Nichasa and Hikares. That's one for the mazah, Olam Haba, and Hikares, Tikares.
Why
everyone agrees.
Say the Olam Haba is one thing?
And Tikares is
another.
Yeah. There's my Bayam Shmal Bayam Bekiva Vaina Ba my Avdi Bay. What do they do with Vaina Ba? The mother look at the Tanya, the little bass, Yachal, a philosopher, Tshuva. You would think even if he did Tshuva, he gets creases. Yeah, Tamalema Vaina Ba. Mati Elvis Mansha Vaina Ba. I only said it calls man, he still has that bear with him. Okay, Shalak Cleopatra Malkasa, the queen of
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. Where's that?
Egypt.
Egypt. Yeah. I know, I agree to you that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. They're going to sprout from Mesim Arts. Elakshen Aimdim, very important question. When they're going to stand up, Aimdim Ayumim, if they can stand up naked, Aibu Vashayan, and they're going to be clothed. Very important question you have to know. However, they stand up, they stand up.
This is what she asked.
Yeah.
Cleopatra was all about her wardrobe. That's why she asked.
I mean, what she wanted to know if she should prepare clothing next to her. No, I don't know. I mean,
because in Egypt they buried them together with all the things they'll need for the next world.
Oh yeah.
So they accepted that they'll be that they'll be alive.
Okay, very good.
Except for clothes.
What's it?
It was not clothes.
Oh, they don't.
It
yeah?
was like a water urn and oil and a thing.
And today? All their slaves. And they killed their slaves that they should go with them to them. They really believed in the fortune. At least got edible, their form got edible.
You put in a seat and you put it in naked without anything. And it comes out clothed, dressed. Tzadikim that go down dressed.
What does
it
mean dressed?
Oh, so it's three way machlokes. They come out kalshkin, they come out dressed. If ichita, you put in not dressed,
okay.
You put in a seed,
and
it comes out, it sprouts out with clothing. So kolishka, a person that you put in dressed, you put it with a kittel, tachrichim, kolishka, it's going to come out. That's pashim shat. Some say it means that they're going to come out with their body. It means she wanted to know, are they going to be a skeleton? Are they going to become just the regular bones? So he said, no, you're going to come out with flesh.
It's going to come out.
And the sicknesses will be gone.